Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Scale Your B2B Firm with Content Marketing. Today, we're going to have a little bit of a shorter episode because I recently talked with a prospect about domain authority, and I think it's really important to talk about this topic specifically related to what we talked about last week, which is keyword research and the process of analyzing which keywords are the most important for your business. And domain authority is something that is very misunderstood in the space, and also something that people don't, I mean, they take it religiously sometimes as if it was the all-in kind of like a solution to ranking, but it's not always the case. And I think it was important to do a whole standalone episode, a shorter episode than usual on this specific topic. So, what is domain authority and why does it matter for content marketing, keyword research, or SEO, or any of these related tactics? Domain authority was initially invented by Moz, and Moz is a SEO tool that lets you see all different kinds of keywords and lets you analyze backlinks and anything that you need pretty much to run your content marketing campaign. So it's an algorithm, or it's a metric that they've implemented with an algorithm, and it's proprietary. That they've invented it, and it's solely based on what they did, the work that they did, and based on that, SEOs were able to understand, okay, this domain is supposed to be more powerful compared to another domain because of their more powerful backlink profile. So it is primarily based, I would say 95% is based primarily on the backlinks. So do follow backlinks that they get from more powerful domains. And the way the algorithm works is if you get a domain, if you get a backlink, do follow backlink from a powerful website, sort of like the Forbes or Amazon or any kind of websites that have a really high domain authority, then you're more likely to get up in the ranks on Google and be more reputable online, which is not false. I mean, the web works like that. However, it's more nuanced than that. It's not just that if you get one backlink from Forbes, you're going to do extremely well. Of course, it's going to help a ton. But backlinks in general are very powerful, are very valuable. Even if you were getting them from a smaller website or a website that doesn't have as much of a domain authority as something like Forbes, you'd still see some pretty good results. What matters more than domain authority is how those links are acquired and where those links come from and where they direct people, because the way that links are being looked at is with the EAT algorithm. So it's about making sure that you shine with your expertise, authority, and trustworthiness. So really what Google wants you to do is it wants you to make sure that you're being reputable with your content. You're not just building links that are spammy or that aren't that well built. However, what's funny is that Google is very kind of like unsure about how they want to communicate about link building. And by unsure, I mean that they just don't want to tell you that guest posting is good, or that putting your name on other websites and then placing a do follow backlink is a good practice, because essentially they know that you can kind of trick the Google algorithm to ranking you higher that way. And they don't want that. They don't want you to know that, or they don't want you to be able to do everything on your own, because they want you to pay for Google ads. They want you to, you know, go ahead and actually shell out some money for their services with Google ads, which is all automated and will give you really interesting insights, obviously, but it's really expensive. So in reality, guest posting works really well still today, and it's still the primary way to raise your domain authority. And you have to make sure that your face, your name, and anything that goes on the new publication is shown right, and that the link that you place in the article redirects to a relevant article specific to the topic that you're talking about. Because Google does understand, it puts your expertise into play with the algorithm, And so you have to, your name has to be connected to something that you know how to talk about and that you would want to see on your name, or that Google would want to see on your name. So that's one part of the whole domain authority issue that nobody talks about. Or at least they forget that it's not just the backlinks, but it's also about making sure that the links that you build are authoritative and not just, give me a link and I'll give you another link. That just doesn't work. The pages that you place link on should be pages that have informative content, that have interesting content, not just a page with a link and that's it. That's why the PBNs, which are the networks that used to do like a lot of links and that was it, they were all brought down by Google. So, and they're still being brought down. I mean, it's the same thing. Like those websites that literally just do directories and without reviews or just literally spam links, they just don't work. So it doesn't really work to go ahead and purchase one of those plans that they tell you, hey, I'll put a link for each blog post that you release, because Google can tell that those websites are doing that. So it's really useless and it could actually hurt your domain authority over time. So the big question, I guess, and this is something that I was talking about with the prospect as well, is does domain authority matter? And my answer is yes, it does matter if you want to rank first and if you want to gain some traffic and you want to analyze things, but it's one part of many things that you have to look at. And it specifically, it's the part that you have to look at when you already know what keywords you want to target first, so you already have that in place, and when you know that those keywords are relevant to your business model. So you already have these two things in place, right? You already know the keyword and you know that they're relevant to your business model. Then at that point, you look it up, you look up the keyword on the first page of Google, and you look up all the domain authorities for that, for those specific competitors that are ranking on the first page. And if you see that your own domain authority is comparable to the minimum that you can see on that page, so not a median or anything like that, if you can see that just even one result has a lower domain authority than yours, then you have a good chance of ranking on that page. Maybe not on the first spot, but certainly in the top five or something like that, which is still pretty good. Now, why is domain authority so important, or how can you leverage domain authority in a way that's relevant and isn't just like, oh, I need to look at how much domain authority I have, otherwise I will never be able to rank for that keyword. In some cases, that's true for short tail keywords like keyword research or guide or really short tail, like 1 to 2 word keywords, you would never be able to rank for. However, you'd be definitely able to rank for those long tail keywords with 5 or 6 words. So you definitely want to make sure that you target more of the long tail stuff with more words first. Think about that and then look into if the keyword is relevant to your business, and then look at it on the SERPs, the search engine result pages, and understand if there are any competitors that have really low domain authority, because that means that you have a really high chance that you can reach the first page as well. With that said, you have to make sure that you're constantly building out your link profile. And this is something that you can do in many different ways to improve your domain authority over other people. Remember, Google ranks pages, not domains. So your domain authority matters only as an analysis metric, not necessarily as if, say, for example, you have 100 domain authority out of 100. It doesn't mean that all your pages will rank first on Google. It just means that you are more of a reputable domain and that it's more likely for your content to show up in the first page compared to those that have lower domain authority. But if the content sucks, it's not going to rank. So it's important that you remember that first, you have to keep building your backlink profile with quality backlinks that aren't spam and that are relevant to what you offer. And second, that you build relevant content on your website that you can link back to. So these are really the two main things that you want to do in terms of domain authority, because that's going to help improve that algorithm, which is called the EAT algorithm. And really gives you a lot of power over time in the Google search engine, in the Google search engine result pages, where you will see that over time, you'll be able to reach the first spots much, much faster. So it's not just domain authority, it's also the EAT algorithm. And in terms of building out your backlink profile, I would suggest doing three things primarily. The first one is the harder one, but it's also the most valuable one, which is guest posting. Now, if you have a website online, you probably receive a ton of emails asking for backlinks or guest posts, but those are spam emails and they're really annoying, you know, because they kind of like devalue the fact that guest posting is actually a valuable tactic, and people start looking at it as if it wasn't really a good tactic to start with, but in reality, it's really good. It helps you with the ranking quite a bit. So that's the first one. Then the second one would be to do some partnerships. So create some directory on your website or some sort of partner program where you can partner up with other agencies or other B2B firms in your space and ask them directly if they can place a profile on their website or things like that, where you can actually exchange some ideas or some services or anything really that benefits both parties. That is a great way to do it. And the third way is to actually create content that answers specific questions. So those long tail keywords where they ask questions, how do I do this? How do I do that? Or ultimate guide for this extremely specific topic. Because when you create content for those specific areas, you will see that you will naturally start ranking, especially if those websites have low domain authority on the first page of Google, then you will start ranking in just a few weeks. And if you are able to reach top three, then you'll be able to actually gather quite a few backlinks from that. So that's the final one, and it's more of the easier one in a way, because it's automatic. So it should help people a lot. So in terms of domain authority, don't be scared by it. Don't think that it's the only thing that you have to build up, especially if you're just starting out. It's not that one thing that you have to do. You can build it up over time, and especially the more content you have, the more it will come by itself. So make sure that you work on your brand first, on the quality and the value that you're offering people through your content, rather focusing primarily on domain authority. However, still work on your backlink profile just with those three tactics that I said, and keep creating content that way. You will see that the Google algorithm, especially if you place your name in your articles and you link back to a nice author page, a nice profile, something that describes what you do and what your expertise is, Google actually looks at those signals. It actually tries to understand what's in the text compared to who you are and what you do. And so you should always have the authors placed in your blog post together with their expertise and their professions and things like that. So if you want to check out domain authority in the search engine result pages, there are really a few ways to do it. All tools, and this is an important part, because all tools have a different way to look at domain authority. While it was initially created by Moz, it's also been replicated by Ahrefs, it's been replicated by Ubersuggest, it's been replicated by Mangles, and so many different tools. And they all have different ways to measure what domain authority means. And they also have different names. Sometimes they're called domain ratings, sometimes they're called domain score, things like that. So, but they're always the same concept. It's a metric from 0 to 100, and it's comparing every domain based on their proprietary algorithms. And all you can do is analyze this number from 1 to 100 and say, okay, I have a good chance of ranking on this page because there's one specific result that has a domain authority of 8 out of 100, whereas my website has a domain authority of 20 out of 100. So, you know, it's going to be pretty easy to rank to the first page if I create the right content. And if you want to actually see the domain authority of these competitors on the first page, you can do it in three ways. Or there's only one way really to do it, which is to download one of those Chrome extensions that are offered by these tools. And there are quite a few that you can download. One is the Moz Bar offer directly from Moz, and it's free. You can actually see the domain authority for free without signing up to their expensive plans. So that's really cool. And the same is with Ubersuggest, which has a domain, I think it's called Domains Core, and it's the same exact type of result that you're getting. However, if you're using one of the metrics, one tool over the other, do not mix and match, because you should always be consistent with what the tool tells you. Otherwise, you're not going to get the same algorithm, you're not going to get the same results, and you're going to get confused. So if you choose to go with Ubersuggest, go with Ubersuggest. If you choose to go with Moz, go with Moz. And then the third tool that you can use is the Ahrefs bar, but that one is paid, so it's quite expensive. You have to start with at least $100 per month. So if you have the budget, Ahrefs is my recommendation. It's one of the best tools in the market, and it's also, you know, there's not as many things as SEMrush, which is also another option. So it's definitely my recommendation, but if you're just starting out, Moz and Ubersuggest will be just fine. And again, this isn't the part when you already have all your keywords, which we talked about last week. So go ahead and listen to last week's episode if you're interested in that. And then once you have all of those keywords, look into the domain authority. And if you see somebody that has a low domain authority on the first page, you're very likely to get to the first page at that point. So today's episode was a bit shorter. I just wanted to make sure that we talked about this topic prior to continuing with the normal topics that we usually talk about. If you're interested in this kind of like SEO related content marketing, let me know. I think SEO and content marketing are very related in a way, even though the way professionals look at them is different. So let me know if this is interesting to you, the technical parts of doing content marketing. And I'd be really happy to know your feedback about the podcast. You can go on iTunes and place a review on there if you'd like. But you can also let me know directly at Arrigo, Arrigo at koalarank.com. And you can just let me know your thoughts and what kind of topics you'd like included, because the way I'm structuring this podcast is just to make sure that I'm giving out a lot of value, not necessarily having a lot of frills. So feel free to share some feedback. I'll be happy to talk next week as well. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great one.